It's strange how the Zekenim at the end of Parashat Mishpatim, who glanced at the Shekhinah when they should not have been, were not immediately punished, but rather sometime later at Kivrot HaTa'ava, in this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that while he's eliminating those who are mitlonen, the mitonenim, who complained for unhealthier diet in the midbar because they were sick of the man, decided at the same time to include the those zekenim now and to meet their punishment to them along with everybody else. Rav Moshe asks, it's strange because they're not the same category. These were zekenim who were trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avad Hashem. Why are they punished with the Hamonam who are dying for complaining? Says Rav Moshe, there in fact is a very common thread between the two. One of the themes of Parashat Behalotecha, as we just discussed from Rav Hirsch, is the understanding, the enduring patience in listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rason, doing as he says, picking up and going when he says it's time, and settling in for however long he wants for us to be settled in, regardless of whether we know how long that is or how much sense it makes to us or not. It's not lefi hacheshbon or hazeman, it's all the Rason Hashem. The Zekenim who, out of their Ahavat Hashem, decided misad gatutam and sichlam that the right thing to do would be to glance at the Shekhinah, were mistaken simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it. And they didn't understand why, but it doesn't matter. If Hashem says no, Hashem says no. Our Avodat Hashem is not to be guided by our seichel and logic of what makes sense. Aaron is praised at the beginning of the parasha for not deviating, modifying, or changing his behavior in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the exact same avodah for decades. So too, with all of the mitzvot, we cannot change. We must cultivate a fidelity for how Hashem wants it to be done. The mitonenim felt that Hashem wasn't giving them the right diet. They have to have it a different way, because in their minds, traveling on the way requires a specific diet. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided otherwise, and it was inappropriate for them to decide how things should be and complain about it. In fact, that is the very same of it as the Zekenim. And the Moshe says that's why they all died together. Because if not for the fact that the Zekenim had already sinned and earned the death penalty, they would have sinned now also with the Mitonanim. If not that, says Rav Moshe, they probably were in fact themselves the Mitonanim who are the subject of this week's parasha. They didn't have any tzar baderech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided them with all of their needs. But because they felt that they couldn't focus on their Torah learning and their Shemirat HaMitzvot, they wanted to, they complained. And that was against the Rason Hashem. The theme of this week's parasha, in so many ways, is to, as difficult as it is, and we know, sitting here in quarantine, phase one, phase two, wherever we may be, hoping that it will all end very soon. As much as we think that our cheshbonot are better, and that we have to do this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we all feel it in so many different ways, whether it be the Torah that we want to be learning, the mitzvot we want to be performing, the chasadim we want to be granting other people in our communities, in and out of our homes. It's a poignant message from the parasha in so many ways, that what Hashem wants is what Hashem wants, and we have to make sure that we are truly serving Him and not ourselves. Shabbat Shalom.